Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a shame that we do not spend more time in the book of Hebrews. Now, perhaps it's because the authorship of the book of Hebrews has been called into question over the last few decades. But almost universally, before these last few couple centuries, it was believed that the author of the book to the Hebrews, this epistle, was the same author that wrote many other epistles, St. Paul. In fact, if you have a 1611 edition of the King James, it says the epistle of St. Paul to the Hebrews. It is a wonderful book. There is so much to unpack from it, especially in our current culture and climate. You can read stories about the history of the sojourner, that is, the traveler, if you will, the one who was on a journey. Perhaps he was on his way home. Perhaps he trekked over the railroads. Perhaps he traveled the highways, but he was on a mission. The man who would go from town to town to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the message of repent and believe, for the kingdom is at hand. You can see the stories of hospitality dating back even before the New Testament. You can see that these stories find their way even in authors such as Homer, who writes a tale of coming home, a 10-year journey where Odysseus must stop at place after place, and the hospitality that was shown to him is drastically different than what we expect of ourselves today. Having strangers that you do not know come into your home seems extremely terrifying to many of us. You do not know them. You do not know their character. Perhaps they'll steal your things. Perhaps even worse. And yet, we have a passage right here in this epistle to the Hebrews. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Undoubtedly, you know the story of Lot, of the angels who come to his household. Whether or not Lot knew that these were angels, the Bible isn't extremely clear on that, but he welcomes these who appear as men to sojourn with him. He welcomes them into his home. He feeds them. And then when all of the men of that community come out to do unspeakable, perverse things, things that our culture today celebrates, he goes so far as to offer his virgin daughters in their place. I'm not suggesting any of you do that, but you can see the importance of hospitality in the old cultures, including in the Old Testament. And so, whether it be St. Paul, as I would venture to say, or whoever the author might be, it is important that we have hospitality, especially and first most to fellow Christians. Because they are not strangers in reality. Even if you've never met them before, they are your brother or sister in Christ. They are a person striving to the same goal, striving to the same crown. They are your brothers and sisters. And so for a long time, I used to think, yeah, but they just don't understand. They don't understand how bad it is today, how wicked and evil people are today. Of course, the author writes this at a time when many of them had their things stolen from them by strangers. And then he adds these words: God himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? And that should embolden us. It should embolden us to say, all of these earthly things that I have, even if they are stolen, even if they are broken, I have the one thing that is needful. that one thing that is needful is the Lord Jesus Christ. Take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife, though these all be gone, they yet have nothing won, the kingdom ours remaineth. From stanza 4 of A Mighty Fortress. They can take all of those things. But if you have Jesus, you have eternal treasures. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? There is wonderful help here for how we are called to live our lives. On Sunday, we had the Old Testament lesson of the Ten Commandments. Jesus said, I have not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law and the prophets. And you see Jesus speaking to these things once again in our gospel lesson, but also to the epistle to the Hebrews. Keep the marriage bed undefiled. Marriage is supposed to be honorable among all. After all, God is the one that created it in the garden before sin even entered the world. He saw that it was not good that man should be alone, and so he made a helpmeet for him. A woman from his very body to help him. Marriage is to be honored. It is not just a man-made tradition, it is given in glory by God himself. He says to remember those who are locked up. Too often in our American box, we forget that there are Christians throughout the world who are imprisoned for confessing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There are people whose heads are removed from their bodies, whose churches are burned down just for confessing Jesus Christ. Most of them in Muslim territories or in communist countries. This is a reality. We should pray for these brothers and sisters in Christ that they do not lose hope. Fornicators and adulterers, God will judge, our text says. Do not have covetousness. Be content with what the Lord has given you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, the times have changed so dramatically, especially since the events of 2020. But Jesus Christ remains the same. His mercies are new every morning. He has promised never to leave you, never to forsake you. His death on the cross has not changed. It has marked paid in full for your sins and the sins of the whole world. When the rich young man went to Jesus in our gospel lesson, and he calls him a good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus points him to the fact that no one is good except for God. This must be his confession, that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, but he is more than just a teacher. He is God in the flesh. And so he says, what must you do to inherit eternal life? What must you do? Exactly what I said on Sunday. You must perfectly fulfill every jot, every tittle of God's law. That's what we must do to inherit heaven on our own. The man tries to argue, I have done all of these things perfectly ever since my youth, which we know is impossible, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And so Jesus, to prove that point to him, tells him to go, sell everything that he has, give it to the poor, take up his cross, and follow. And the rich young man goes away sad. He will not give up that which he worships. His own money, his own contentedness, the life that he believes he has made for himself. Take they our life, goods, fame, child or wife. Though they all be gone, they yet have nothing won, the kingdom ours remaineth. All of these things are gifts from God the Father Almighty. Your spouse, your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, your neighbors, your brothers and sisters, they're all a gift from God Almighty. Take up your cross and follow him. His burden is easier. His yoke is lighter. If you try to make it on your own, you will fail. But thanks be to God, he has won the victory by his cross, and he distributes it to you this very night. The church sings, O bless the house, whate'er befall, where Jesus Christ is all in all. A home that is not wholly his, how sad and poor and dark it is. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.